Welcome to the introductory podcast for Envision. In this session, you'll learn the basics about the software and how to use it to make your ministry more effective. This audio file is designed as a guide for you to listen to while you step through each screen at your own computer, so it's recommended that you download and install the free trial version. If you haven't done that already, you can click on the download link on the left-hand menu at superspace.com. But even if you're not following along with the program on your own, that's okay too. You'll still come away with a better understanding of the software. No matter how long you've used Envision, the explanations and tips that we'll go over here together should help you get more out of it. So let's get started. Let me start with a quick word about Envision itself, and then we'll look briefly at each screen in the program. Envision is a group management software package for Christian ministries. You can store member profiles, capture visitor information, track attendance, and print lots of useful reports. The program doesn't just store your data. It actively helps you close the back door on your ministry where visitors come once or twice and sort of fade away without being noticed. As you faithfully record attendance, you'll see alerts and reminders when someone starts to go missing. Envision has its origins in youth ministry, but it also serves the needs of other groups such as children's church, Sunday school departments, and campus ministries. Some churches have also used it for their entire congregation. Envision was designed for non-computer geeks. You'll find that it's very easy to use. Even those who aren't very computer literate can start the program and accomplish everything they need to do without a big learning curve. One way of keeping it simple was to choose a good core set of features and build the program around that. So the interface isn't cluttered with a lot of bells and whistles, but like one Envision user recently said, "I don't need something that's going to help me conquer the world. I just need something simple." When you first load Envision, you come to the start page. Now there's a navigation menu on the far left. If you click a link in there, it'll take you to other parts of the program, such as members and reports. But the start page we're looking at now is a dashboard containing vital stats on your group. It contains lists that highlight things you'll want to take action on. You get a breakdown of your group by active and inactive people, a list of new visitors to follow up on, a list of people with upcoming birthdays, and a list of those who have been missing lately. You'll also see a section where Envision gives you news and reminders when the status of a member is automatically changed or when graduation seasons are coming up. As we move on to other parts of the program, let's skip the visitors page for a moment and look at the members page. To get there, click the green link that says members in the left-hand menu. From here, you can add new profiles, browse and update existing ones, or delete records for your regular attendees. The icons next to each name in the drop-down list indicate their status. Green means active. Blue means away, but still active. These are people who might be temporarily out of town, like college students who are away at school for the semester. Red means inactive. The other icon that you might see here is a red circle with a question mark inside. This indicates people who are MIA, or missing in action. These are the active members who are showing a pattern of absences. The same people that you see in the MIA list on the start page. If they continue to be absent, Envision will automatically move them to the inactive status. I skipped the visitors page earlier to come directly to the members page. This is because it's identical to the members page except for one detail. When you enter new profiles on the visitors page, they are automatically flagged as new visitors and the checklist for follow-ups is shown on the tracking tab. When this person becomes a member, their profile will automatically move to the members page. This can happen in two ways. Either you manually clear the visitor checkbox on their profile, or they attend enough times that Envision automatically promotes them to member status. Here's how Envision uses the stages of membership to progress each person. You normally enter new people as active visitors. If they attend often, Envision automatically makes them active members. An active person who's been absent a few times is flagged as missing in action by the system. If you attempt to contact them and they still continue to miss, they will automatically be changed to inactive, regardless of whether they're a visitor or a member. And if an inactive person is recorded again in the attendance of a future meeting, the system simply makes them active automatically. Now let's talk about taking attendance. Envision lets you do this electronically using barcode scanning or by taking a paper roll sheet with you to your meeting. If you use the printed roll sheet, you come back to the computer later to enter in the data. We'll talk more about barcodes in another podcast. For now, click on the green Reports link in the left-hand navigation menu. Select Roll Sheet from the list of reports that appears on the next page. You can customize the results of your report using the filters on the right. By default, you're printing only active members and visitors, but you can change it to include everyone. Click on View Report to preview the roll sheet. Then click Print in the Report toolbar to send it to the printer. This is what you would take to your meeting. You might also want to print a copy of the visitor cards. This is another selection in the Reports list on the Report menu. There are four cards on the page. You can make copies and cut them out. At your meeting, you would check off those who were present, then get new visitors to fill out visitor cards. When you return to your computer, create new profiles for your visitors first. You do this on the Visitors page. Then, on the Service Info page, is where you record information about your meetings. To record your first one, click the Add Meeting button. The program creates a new meeting record and fills in the list on the right with all your active members and visitors. Notice that the checkboxes are all blank, just like on your roll sheet. Before we do anything with the list of names, look at the date. You can now change this to reflect the actual date of your meeting. If the value that Envision put there doesn't really reflect what date your meeting took place on, simply delete what's there and type in the right value. Be sure to use the format of month, day, and year. If you want to record other details, such as the message topic or other comments, you can do that below. Now go to the name list on the right and check off everyone who was present. When finished, click the button that has appeared at the bottom that says Save List. This condenses the names down to just those who were present. If you forgot anyone, use the drop-down box at the bottom of the page to select the missing name and click the Add button. If you added someone who shouldn't be in the list, simply uncheck the name and click the Save List button again. There's a button on the bottom left labeled Print Meeting Summary. After you've got the attendance entered for a meeting, you can click here to print a roll sheet that shows only those who were present at the selected meeting. Any details about the meeting that you entered are filled in at the top. Okay, so now you've got your data into Envision, let's look at how you can use it. Now we've already been to the Reports page once, but go ahead and click on it again, the green Reports link on the left-hand side. Envision offers lots of useful ways to print your information. Again, when you click on a report in the list, take a look at the different filter options that appear on the right. Also take note of the report description that appears down at the bottom of the reports list. The bulk email selection at the bottom of the list works differently from all the rest. When you click on this, the View Report button changes to a Send Email button. And once you specify all your filters and click on this button, Envision will do one of two things. If your computer has an email program installed and registered as your default, such as Outlook, it will open a new message in that program that is addressed to all the people that fit your criteria. If you don't have an email program that's registered as your default, or you use a web-based email system, then a box appears with a string of email addresses all written out. You can copy and paste this string into an email message that you create yourself. We've covered entering different kinds of data into Envision and making use of that information. There's one last stop on our tour of the system. There are several ways that you can customize how Envision looks and behaves. Click on the Tools menu and then click Options. Explore the different tabs to see the things that you can adjust. If you make any changes, click the OK button to apply them and close the box. That wraps up this session. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions about Envision, use the link on superspace.com that says Email Support. We're happy to assist you. You can also find answers in the Support section of the website.